It is Thursday, September 12th, 2024. This is GQDN, brought to you today by Audible. Get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Not free, but you can get 25% off your purchase if you put in the promo code QUEST. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have Lollipop Chainsaw trailer was released. Ubisoft did a little something. And how'd you like to get your friend request back? But we begin today with Unity. If you remember, Unity made some controversial moves to get their revenue up. But according to The Verge right now, Unity is canceling the program effective immediately. In fact, here's what the CEO, Matt Brumberg, did say in a blog post. Quote, "After extensive consultation with our games community and customers, we've decided to cancel the runtime fee. So now they're going from charging developers in a monthly rate base because it was a part of the pay per download scheme, and it did charge developers every time the game was downloaded. Just as a reminder, that's what they did. So because of that, some of the developers did say that they're moving away from Unity to other development programs such as GameMaker and Godot. Some of the mobile developers did boycott Unity by turning off the ad monetization. So what did Unity do? They restructured the pricing model, which raised the threshold at which the download fee would kick in to $1 million across all tiers and products. And Unity also did add some new options that allowed developers to choose how they could pay either a flat 2.5% revenue, or they could share the amount calculated by the per download pricing scheme. So they also had a Q&A, Unity Create President, or they had a Q&A with the Unity Create President, Mark Whitten. And that's where he apologized for the pricing models. The Unity CEO, John Vercetilio, did retire earlier this year, and Whitten left the company. So that was all the fallout because of what Unity did. And now Unity might have fixed things. We shall see. Now, we go from one CEO to another. Well, it's not a CEO. It's the director for Payday 3, Mildred Kovacic. I apologize because I know I butchered that one. Because he stepped down because of the way that Payday 3 is. And that's because of the game sales. So, Starbreeze Entertainment went up on Twitter and they announced the change in management. And that's where Mildred will work as a designer on Payday 3 instead. Now, the lead producer, Andreas Peniger, and the global brand director, Amir Listo, will act as the creative force for the game for the future of Payday 3, because the Payday 3's leadership is not looking good. So we shall see what happens with Payday 3. Now, this would typically be at the end of the show, but I had to put this here because this is quite the accusation. There's a Destiny fan that accused Bungie for stealing their design for a new Nerf gun. This comes to us from GameSpot.com. And they were looking at Destiny 2's Ace of Spades replica gun because a Destiny 2 fan did come forward and accused the company of using the design that they made because that was the fan's original artwork. And that was posted online over a decade ago. So here's what Tofu Bunny did say on Twitter. Quote, "Hey Bungie, Bungie Help, Destiny the Game, a DMG 4, Cosmo 23, Destiny Corn Art. So the Nerf Ace of Spades directly lifts a commission I did in 2015. This is not similar or coincidence. You can see my same brushstrokes and scratches/smudges. Now he did accuse Bungie for design theft. But Tofu Bunny sent a further quote, "Feels like a punch in the gut. I've been playing this game for a decade, and this just sucks." Now, there have been other accusations that happened to Bungie before, but this time the company was quick to respond. So here's what they said on Twitter, quote, via the Destiny 2 team. "We currently investigating internally and with our partner, We are in contact with the artist and will share most on what next steps we're taking once we have gathered more information. So did Destiny 2 actually steal stuff? Well, we'll see about that. And Engadget is saying that thanks to the Activision deal, Microsoft just laid off 650 more employees. And that's according to an internal memo that was seen by The Verge. And the cuts were made because of the acquisition. So, Phil Spencer did some writing, quote, "We have made the decision to eliminate approximately 650 roles across Microsoft Gaming to organize our business for the long-term success. No games, devices, or experiences are being canceled, and no studios are being closed as part of these adjustments today." We shall see what happens. Now, we had news about the PlayStation 5 Pro, because that was dropped on us Tuesday. But PlayStationLifestyle.net did say, don't expect all the games to run at 60 FPS. So Tom Warren for The Verge was talking about the PlayStation 5 Pro, and he did say that some of the games will not guarantee the 60 FPS, because some of the games are still targeting the 30 FPS, even though the PlayStation 5 Pro has an upware upgrade. So here's what Warren did say in his article. Quote, "While Sony wants this new mode in games, the PlayStation 5 Pro enhanced label will still be available for a variety of other scenarios that includes 30 FPS games. Developers have the option of increasing the target resolution for PlayStation 5 Pro games that run at a fixed resolution on PlayStation 5, or even increasing the target maximum resolution for games that run at a variable resolution on PlayStation 5. So what else is going to happen to PlayStation 5? Well, according to Gamatsu, I'm going to have to check my PlayStation 5 because there's an update right now, and it has a welcome hub along with some personalized 3D audio profiles and some other stuff. I already said about the welcome hub? Ah, words are hard. Because that will be a personalized space with some widgets you can move around and the background of your PlayStation 5 home screen. The Welcome Hub is the version of the Explorer Lab, and that was available in the US, and it will roll out over the next few weeks. Now there's also Party Share, and you'll be able to share the party voice chat links through messaging and social media apps, and that will roll out globally in the next few weeks, and they'll have some different things to it. And we'll keep you apprised of everything that comes to it as they drop. Now we get back to Xbox, because IGN did say that the Xbox Game Pass, well, they got a standard tier, but it does not include Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Starfield, Diablo, and more than that. So, September 12th is today, and the changes went into place. That means the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate went from $16.99 to $19.99 a month, but it has all the same benefits. And they got all the prices for the Game Pass, because Game Pass Core is at $10, and I said the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is $20. And there are five tiers. Game Pass Core, PC Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass Console, Xbox Game Pass Standard, and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. Now there's a total of 41 games that are available only through the Game Pass Ultimate for the new subscribers. And just like what I said at the beginning of this article, Modern Warfare 3, Starfield, Diablo 4, but also Forza Motorsport, MLB The Show, Octopath Traveler 2, Payday 3, Age of Mythology Retold, and a few more games than that. Now if you're going to subscribe to Game Pass Standard, you'll have access to 370 games and not 508 games. And that's according to the Xbox website, which means you'll have the EA Play Library. Actually, you won't have that because that'll be in the Xbox Game Pass Standard, because a lot of those games are part of the EA Play Library, and those won't be available in Xbox Game Pass Standard. So that would be that. Now, according to GameSpot.com, Xbox is also bringing back your friend requests. And they did announce that up on Twitter at Xbox. Quote, "You will be able to send accept or delete friend requests in addition to following or being followed by others. We're testing with Xbox Insiders now and look forward to sharing more later this year on a full rollout. Xbox friend requests are coming back. Now, IGN also said that no matter where you're playing Ubisoft games, some of the games are going to go bye-bye. Well, they're just talking about one, because there's an offline mode to The Crew 2 and The Crew Motorfest, but the original game is done. And they're talking about The Crew that first launched in December 2014. 10 years later, it was pulled from the storefronts and was also taken offline. And what that means is, if it's taken offline, you can't play it. But people were angry about it. And they're also worried because the two games are also available. But Ubisoft did reply, quote, "We heard your concerns about the access to The Crew games. Today we want to express our commitment to the future of The Crew 2 and The Crew Motorfest. We can confirm an offline mode to ensure long-term access to both titles. Stay tuned for more news in the next months." We'll see what happens. Now, if you want a horror game and you get Switch, there's one coming. Oh boy. The Analog Horror Game, which is the Home Safety Hotline, will be coming to Switch on September 20th, 2024. Yep, coming in 8 days. So, if you got a Switch and you want to play an analog game, have fun with it. But also talking about Switch, my Nintendo News says that the Lollipop Chainsaw Repop has a brand new trailer. It is up on YouTube. And Lollipop Chainsaw Repop is available. Now, my Nintendo News says it's on Nintendo Switch. So at least Nintendo Switch. But it is available for all the consoles. PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox, and Steam. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.